We're now joined by Yele, by Wyclef Jean, a Haitian-American musician that we all know from the music that he produces. And also, recently we know him because of his charitable organization, Yele Haiti, which has raised somewhere around $2 million for relief funds since the earthquake struck his native land. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I remember seeing footage of you in Haiti just days after the earthquake struck, and you seemed shell-shocked. And I'm wondering, and you are also distressed by the lack of organization and the chaos. Have you seen things improve?
I just was back there 2 days ago, and we still have a backup of supplies at the airport, you know. They have to be a quicker way for the aid to get to the people. Compared to the first time when I was there and there was bodies on the floors, and we actually was picking up the bodies and bringing them to the cemetery, I would say we definitely saw less bodies in the city of Port-au-Prince.
You know, an Italian official said that criticized the United States for not doing enough. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton bounced back and said that, you know, the United States has been extremely generous in its aid. What do you think about the international response to the disaster in Haiti?
I think right now, you know, I keep saying that the U.S. can put up tents in 48 hours, you know, like basically a whole community. So what I would like to see is the U.S. and the international community find a way to get tents for these people. If you're watching the news right now, you see people are making tents out of plastic, out of paper, and it's going to rain any day now, and we're going to head to a phase two of this disaster.
I wanted to ask you now about your charitable organization, Yele Haiti. You've raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million since the earthquake struck, and there have been critics who have been saying that there are more reputable charities to give to, and that there's been questionable spending from your foundation. What's your response?
I responded on Oprah, in Oprah's show, and my response to that is, of course, Yele Haiti is, of course, one of the youngest NGOs. I think if we was a foundation, we would not have that scrutiny. I clearly said, have we made mistakes in the foundation? Yes. The years that the tax was supposed to be filed, when we caught that mistake, we filed the taxes and got a clean bill of health. That situation was clear. I myself, as Wyclef Jean, have never embarked in taking any form of donation personally for myself, for my charity. The attack basically came in because of how fast that we were raising money. But as you see, I'm still standing. Yele Haiti is even more stronger now than ever, and we're going to raise a whole lot of money for the country.
So tents, would you say the number one thing that Haiti needs right now is tents?
The number one thing that Haiti needs right now, Haiti needs water. Haiti needs food. Haiti needs medicine, and Haiti needs tents. Urgently, these things. And when we say need, meaning logistics, we need the logistics to get these things to the people, too.
An organized relief effort. Well,
yes.
Thank you so much. Singer and producer Wyclef Jean joined us from New Jersey.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.